and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth our weight in salt.
Every night, every lad and girl, they hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. It's for one, people wouldn't have no money. They're supposed to find it to be where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you. Go be rich and look for.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hello, and a very beautiful good afternoon to you. It's 16 minutes past 12. This beautiful and quite certain Thursday. How are you doing? Welcome to radio. And I hope you're well and ready for what's about to begin. The Sunny Side with Joyce. The sun rises here, and I hope wherever you are, you're just about ready to make sure your radio doesn't leave your side. Or more interestingly, you don't leave the side of your radio. You don't leave the position you have found to be very comforting, which is you and your radio. I think growing up with radio has shaped me personally. I mean, if there's anything you want to know about me, one would be that radio shaped me. And I really hope that you have found the place where radio is not just entertaining for you, but also fulfilling and also the best way to spend time. I mean, time really is how we live our lives. And I'm hoping this one, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is how you have chosen to spend the time of your life. Today on radio, Confessions Thursday first, and then we segue into Lords of Logic. I hear that we could be having a live appearance, meaning that we would be having a guest right here in the studio. So that should just be for about 15 minutes. That certainly would be revealing in itself. And then, yes, Lords of Logic. All right. I love Thursdays. It's a weird thing between me and Thursdays. I'm not even sure what it is. But let's assume what happens on radio is anything to go by. Fun is what you call Thursdays right here on Nigeria Info. So when you call in this first hour, you do not say your name. And all the benefits are yours to have. Well, what are the benefits? Because it's Confessions Thursday, you do not say your name, and the benefit is that nobody knows who's talking. The essence of Confessions Thursday is that we get to share in your own experience and maybe learn from it, and hopefully analyze it in ways that any other person listening gets to understand the situation a little differently, and then they learn from it. And you know how life can get, and life is practically a collage of experiences, events, accounts, and sub-accounts of what people believe to be what has happened to them in life. And Confessions Thursday allows you to share that. It might be something that frustrates you, breaks you, disappointed you, something that changed you, something that made you good, and God forbid, I hope it didn't make you worse. And then again, you can actually share that if it's an experience that made you it changed your perspective to life. It changed who you are in life. And I think we like experiences that challenge us. I, for one, like experiences that challenge me. I don't like it too often. Yeah, I don't like it too often. And maybe life is also fair. Life doesn't give you that too often. But then, of course, if you've had those experiences that have challenged you. And this is why I don't like it too often. It takes, for me, it takes a lot of mental work. Yeah, it takes a lot. And I need life to really make that out. So I would say for me in my life, the life's been fair to me, that didn't happen. Like, you know, there's some experiences you have back to back to back, and it's as though life wants to snatch the living out of you, like just take out the life in you. Yeah. So when you call and you don't say your name, and you can share your life's deepest experiences, sad, frustrating, things you have repented from, that. Those stories have a way of touching people in ways they didn't even know that they could be touched. particularly things you have given up, things you have changed from, what you once were, no longer are. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call. And for our ladies, 01465-7190. On Twitter, Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. I don't know that all that has happened to you can fit into a singular tweet or two, but because I'd like for you to withhold your name, I think it'll be better if you called in and be anonymous. My name is Joyce. It's a beautiful time to be on radio. Beautiful Thursday. If you're with me, I'm all ears on Confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
God bless you. Is that
okay, yes, thank you very much, Anonymous. Go ahead.
I have a confession to make.
Sure, please.
Go ahead. I used to steal meat and fish from us. One day, my mother did that.
Oh, you're lying so bad. No, this is so bad. I do apologize. Your line isn't so clear. I'm going to ask you to please hang up and call back, all right? Yeah,
thank
you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so bad. Thank you. 0700-993-993-993. And the ladies, now that you have, you know, a line assigned to you, your stories are certainly what we're waiting for. I'm waiting for your story. Yeah, so when you call in, you're anonymous on Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. Hello and welcome, Michael. How are you? Good afternoon to you. Welcome, Michael. How are you? Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me? Can you turn off your radio, please?
Yeah, my radio is off.
Okay.
I have a confession.
Sure. Please, go ahead.
Sometime around 2018, I have this girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
We're dating. And then when we started, we had an agreement that even when we're going to have sex, there's not going to be any mistake of any sort, maybe getting pregnant because of the kind of family I come from. So
okay.
That if we're going to get married, let it not be because somebody is pregnant for me. That's why I'm getting married to her. That my parents will not be very happy with me if such thing happened. And along the line, we started. I think that would be 6 months into the relationship. The lady traveled.
Could you speak quickly? Speak quickly. It's your story. You know it.
She called me that she was pregnant.
Oh, nice.
Then I asked her how come. I think we've not seen for about 3 weeks. And you're telling me you're pregnant. How did it happen? She said, okay, she's coming back to explain to me what happened. I said, okay, when she came back, she told me she was pregnant. And because of the love I have for her, I didn't want to deny her actually. But I asked her, you're pregnant, but I told you I don't want this to happen.
Are you blaming her that it happened?
Hello?
Are you blaming her that she got pregnant?
I'm blaming her, actually, because
really?
She told me that each time we'll have sex, she's going to take care of herself.
Okay, so, you know what? I'm going to ask that you please hold on. I want to go off for a break and then come back, all right?
Okay.
All right.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
We're back. I didn't want to keep Michael waiting too long. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Someone says, Joyce, please, what's the number for the female? Oh, well, 01465-7190. And yeah, thanks for asking. That number is exclusively for women. Yeah. For women alone, so they can, you know, easily just call in. All right. Confessions Thursday. We're back at it. Wait. It would appear that sometimes when the woman gets pregnant, when the woman gets pregnant, the woman gets blamed for it. I mean, from that last gist we heard, it would appear that he kind of faulted her for getting pregnant. Is it my ears, or did you hear the same thing? Yeah, okay, all right. I'm just going to have to wait it out. Confessions Thursday. Yes. Don't say your name. Don't say your name. Don't. Thank you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Hello. Hello. Let it be. Let it be, honey. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? Confessions Thursday. Welcome. Sorry, I lost you. I do apologize. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Yes. Confessions Thursday. Turn off your radio.
It's off already.
All right. Go ahead.
I want to make this confession very funny. Yeah, I dated my first girlfriend in life. You know, I dated her briefly for like 3 years. Then I declared her. And after I did that, she stopped seeing me. I don't know why. You know, then, yes, but before then, I got a letter that my mother sent to her when we were in school. Somebody told her that she's dating a broke guy, that she's her first daughter, and she should be dating somebody who has money, sort of. So we both read the letter, and I remember then we were both crying after reading the letter. I asked her, what are you not going to do? She said nothing, that she can't leave me. That happened in 2000, and that happened like in 1999, thereabout. So then after I declared her, like in year 2000, she now stopped seeing me. So I tried to plead and ask her what I did wrong. She didn't tell me what I did. I went to her house, I begged and all that. She said nothing. So I believe she must have heeded to what her mother told her. So that happened. Then 2005, I got married. And lo and behold, the person I got married to happens to be a school daughter. Way back in school. In fact, she introduced me to the lady. You know, but after me and the lady met somewhere else and we started dating and we got married. That was in 2005. Then after my wedding, I went to the UK. So, later in 2008, I was now just curious to know what was happening to her. So on Facebook, I now tried to shut one of her sisters up. So they gave me a number. Apparently, she was also married. She was living with her husband in Akure. So I called her up and she was happy to hear me. And I told her, she said, where are you? I told her where I was at that time, and she was very happy. But to my surprise, she would be calling me, you know, just, even she asked me to talk to her husband at the point. I'm like, won't your husband be jealous? How can you be talking to your ex? He said, there's no problem. But apparently they were going through financial challenges at that time. So she asked me for help, I will help her. So I got back to Nigeria in 2009. So when I got back to Nigeria, she has already left her husband's house. She has moved to Lagos, so I'm parents' house. So I asked her what happened. She said the guy was maltreating her, that the guy was a Yahoo boy, maybe 419, and she didn't know when they met. So the guy did not have money again, so the guy started beating her. So I said, wow. So I bought her stuff from the UK and all that, phone, bag, and all that. But because in my mind, I had an unfinished business with her. Because I had her once and she left me. So I now started having fun with her. You know, whenever I feel like having her, I just call her. I'll pay for her bike or her transportation, then we have it. Then in 2011, something happened. You know, we've been doing that for like 2 years. One day she came to the hotel to meet me. And I wanted to do the normal thing. And she said, no. I'm like, why? Why would you say no? She said, because she loves me, she'll tell me the secret. I said, what is it? She said, there's a ring on her toe that she had to take off. That if she doesn't take the ring off, it will affect me. All my money, everything I make in life, I'm giving it to her. So I'm like, wow. So she actually took the ring off. And the minute she did that, I could not do anything again because I was scared. You know, the thing went down.
Man, you have stuff.
Hello?
I'm here.
Lo and behold, and she told me everything. She now said that she would take me to the man to do something for me that would make my business boom and all that. She took me to the man after a week. The man told me what.
Lost him. You guys have stories for days. Oh, wait. Oh, well, I mean, maybe for the benefit of everyone else listening, there could be a ring somewhere. There could be a ring somewhere. 0700-993-993-993. Confessions Thursday. This is Nigeria Info. There could be a ring somewhere. I mean, it might not even be a ring now. It might be something else. All right, when you're calling, you don't say your name. My name is Joyce. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Turn off the radio. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday, you got something?
Yes.
Go ahead,
I have
please.
Something.
Go ahead.
That thing also caused some issues in my life, but I give glory to God. Okay, this is
nice.
How it all happened. Are you there?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay, then I was still around about 24 or so, right? Hello?
I'm with you. Believe me when I tell you that. Go ahead.
Right. So I was working in a bank. Then I was very young. There's this lady where we live the same house and all that around VI.
Uh-huh.
So this lady, I don't know if this lady had a boyfriend or a man in her life or something like that. But I had one, and she knows that I have a woman. Like a girlfriend. So, but there was a day I went to the beach and I was a bit high. You know what I'm saying? We took alcohol and all that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was a bit tipsy. So when I got into the house, before I knew it, I saw her. She was on her way to go and bathe or something like that. So I saw her. She looked very fresh that day and all that. So I asked her if she can come to my room. Let's see. Before I knew it, I heard someone on my door. So I opened and I saw her. We went in. So we had it that day. In short, okay, we had sex. Okay? Hello?
Go ahead.
We had sex. So this lady got pregnant with me. So when she got to know that she's pregnant, she left that house. So I didn't see her again. She did not tell me. I got pregnant. Then, like after 3 months after, she came around that street. So she came, stayed in front of our house. Then I asked her, "Oh, how are you? It's been a long time. I don't even have your number. I mean, are you still here or something?" She said no. So she said she came around to see someone. And that day she was very fine. So we still had it that. But I didn't know she actually came to have the last one with me. And even when she came, she didn't tell me she was pregnant or something. She didn't tell me anything. So she left. That was the last day I saw her.
Okay.
Then until she gave birth, that was the day she called me again. She said she gave birth to a bouncing baby boy. You understand?
Okay.
That was it. So,
do we say congratulations here?
No.
Oh.
Please.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Because I didn't ask her out. I don't have any feelings for the girl. So,
wait, you don't have feelings for her, but you were always laying with her.
Yeah, but I think she wanted a child. So she came around me.
Of course, she would have to go to the person who wants to lay with her.
Yeah, but what
so
I'm
what's the story
is
now?
What I'm trying to say is, she wanted to have a child, but she did not inform me.
Yeah.
She didn't tell me.
Yeah.
You know, she's not my girlfriend or, you know, anything.
So where are you? Yeah.
Okay. You said what?
No, go ahead. I wanted to know where you are right now with that situation.
Okay. Now, the family of the girl, they tried to force the girl for me to get married to her, but I told her to her face that, look, I will look after that child. But you, please, look for whom you are going to stay with, not me.
Okay.
So now they took the child from Lagos to where the child is right now. But the family are disturbing me every time. They need money for this. They need money for that. So
yeah.
I keep telling them that, look here, I will do what I want to do when I want to have it done. Don't stress me. Don't call me as if I plan to have that child.
Yeah. Okay, so are you married now? Does your wife know about your child?
I'm married.
Does your wife know about your child?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what is your agreement between you and your wife for the child? Like, is there like a stipulated amount you send to the child? How old is the child now? That should be great.
The child should be around 11 years now.
That's an adult, almost an adult. Okay. So is it like an amount you send to the child every month?
Yes. I pay the school fees and all that.
Okay.
I pay the school fees.
Okay. Okay. And then you send some feeding money, some caretaking money. All right.
Yes. But at times when I don't have, the family of the girl will want to like force me. You know what I'm saying? Try
yeah,
to force
yeah.
me to get. So then I get very upset.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then in the other way around, I am not happy that, okay, my child is out there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I did not plan to have a child outside my marriage.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but you didn't make the decision for that to not happen. You didn't make a decision to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, you didn't make a decision to prevent that from happening.
Do you
still speak with the lady? Can she send the child over to you? Mothers hardly let their children go. So I don't know whether that would work.
And what really happened is that she planned for that child to go stay with her own mom. She did not even tell me. There was a day I went to see my child.
Oh, that child is just suffering.
Me, she told me, oh, I'm sorry. My mom came to pick your son.
That child is just suffering.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that child is just going through hands.
It became like a game. And then the other time I called to know how the child is doing that. Okay, it's Christmas. I'm trying to buy some things for my boys, so I need to buy for that child also.
Yeah,
the mom now said, have I asked the mother of the child? I said, why should I ask her? I want to sew some things for my son. So that really, I was really, really upset with that. So I now felt as if they are trying to play games with me, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can tell the child's mother that you want to send close to the child, and any information that you might have or need, she should send to you. Unfortunately, so now they have expanded your problem.
Yes.
Yeah, they've expanded the problem, and it would appear that you have to live with that, except the woman brings the child over to you. But then there is also the question of, would your wife be good to your son? There's also that concern. Like, would your wife really raise him as though he was her own child? So if
that, I am not sure, because women, they will not.
Not all women. Not all women.
Yeah. I think it was only my mom who took care for the children.
Yeah.
But I don't think. I would see any other woman out there that can do like my mom.
Uh-huh. So now that child is suffering. That's the only way I can put it. Suffering in the sense that he doesn't have the mother around. He doesn't have the father around.
Exactly.
Then he's been raised somewhere. And maybe that would not have been what you wanted for your child.
Correct. That is true.
So, I don't know. You can only just do your best and make sure it's a lot.
And now the family of that girl said, I have to come to Akwa Ibom to come and see the family of the girl, to come and do. So I don't really know what they want me to go and do.
I think they want you to marry her, since she has a child for you. They want you to marry her.
The girl has to go and know where I come from and all that.
Yeah. They want you to marry her.
So, you see.
Yeah, they want you to marry her. And you're already married. And you didn't even want to marry her before.
Yes.
You didn't want to marry her. You had no feelings for her. So
nothing.
The problem started at the decision phase. All the decisions were wrong. But I don't think you should go. I mean, what do you think? Do you want to go there?
Yeah, because I asked people about the place where she comes from and... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How is it being done? They said, well, once you step in there, you will marry her. You will get it. Even if you come with army or something, there is something that I will do there that you, when once you pay it, you've married her.
Yeah. Dude, man.
So I don't know what to do now for my son.
What area is she from in Calabar?
Akwa Ibom.
Oh, Akwa Ibom. Okay, so hopefully those from that region might call into the show and help you out with some ideas.
What did you say?
Hopefully some people listening to the show from that region would call into the show and help you with some ideas.
I hope so.
God
hope
help
so.
You. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joyce.
So, yeah, this is what I wanted to also underscore. That Confessions Thursday allows us to understand the situation, and if and where necessary, you can not repeat the same error. So from that last conversation, you can really just easily see where the problem started from. Where we allow moments of pleasure practically determine the future. Like just that. Like that moment of indecision, one, you don't decide whether you should do it or don't do it. Actually, you do decide, but it's not a deliberate decision, yeah? You're passive about that decision, but then you make it nonetheless, and then it's the wrong decision, but then it's attractive because it comes with it pleasure, and then that pleasure happens, and your whole future like that, dashed. So, I think I'm saying think through everything. Confessions Thursday. Welcome, 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190 for the ladies. Welcome. Don't say your name. Sorry I lost you. Hopefully you make it back. My name is Joyce. This is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you making a contribution or giving us a confession?
No, that gentleman I just...
Are you from Akwa Ibom?
Yes.
Good. Thank you.
I want to discover that in our tradition, we don't force anybody
to
marry our daughter.
Okay.
Yes. The only thing is that child, in our tradition, is a lady who raised a child by herself. So what the man have to do, they have some certain amounts of money. Maybe you have to take care of the money you are going to pay.
Lost you. Hopefully we'll find you back. The sunny side. Good afternoon. We're Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I don't really have a confession, but I want to advise the man that just...
Sure. So, please, go ahead real quick.
I almost had a similar story, but I believe the man has no any obligation to go over there.
You say he has no obligation to go there?
Yes.
Okay.
What he has to do is to make sure that he establishes a link where he can be channeling funds for the upkeep of the child.
That's what he's trying to establish, but the girl's mom wants to drink his blood.
Then he should try to get a machinery. He should link
like a lawyer?
Not a lawyer or any other individual.
Okay.
Who could detect the location where the boy is or the child is. Then you just establish a link where you can be channeling money
to the kid.
You should be sure that the money will get to the...
Like a bank account of some sort.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do to my own daughter. I have a similar story.
And your daughter is not with you. She's somewhere else.
Come again?
Your daughter isn't with you. She's with someone else.
Yeah, she's with me. She's my sister. I took... The mother dumped her when she was 1 year old. So I took care of her. And the mother tried to get back. I never wanted... have to come around anymore.
Okay.
So my daughter is now 15 years in SS1. So I am trying to open an account.
Oh, that one is a woman already. So you could actually have an account in her name where she could actually go and withdraw money.
Exactly. So the man should not, he should not even bother to go there since he's already married.
All right.
So just the link or a machine that would link the phone with the child.
Okay.
Then when the child grows, come up age, the child will look for him.
All right. Okay, thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon, welcome. You have a confession?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you. I'm a drummer, and I used to listen to your program on this. I got injured in 2014. But I know the issue I want to cover. I could remember in 1986, my grandmother was selling a Oguguru. She was selling a cigarette and all So whenever people came to drink and talk in my compound, so I also listened to them, watching them how they are doing. So one day, and I said, okay, Mama, I'm going to church. So I went in. I took two sticks of cigarettes. I took one cola nut. I wanted to know why these people are taking this. And because sometimes when they took Oguguru, they will break cola nut. They will just smoke cigar. So I didn't tell me anything there, but I was like, 8 years. So our dog wasn't there. So and I went into our school compound.
And
so
you tried it? You tried it, and then what happened?
When I tried it, since then, I've never even tried it again because I never knew there was nothing that people gain on it. I thought it was sweet. I thought it's sweet. So I wanted to know why these people are taking this. So and I entered into one of the classrooms.
And you had it?
I just put light and I let them one of the cigarettes. I put it in my mouth.
All right. Well, really, what a way to learn.
Tuesday, if anybody smokes cigar by myself, I never like that person. Opti today. I never tell anyone.
Okay. Thank you. What an experience. Thank you very much for calling. Well, your kids were weird growing up. Kids are still weird. Hello.
Hello, Josh. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Josh, what I want to say, I hope one of the callers that called last time and was trying to question your position of this confession of Thursday of the thing. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in...
Wait, bring it back. Question what?
No, I mean, the man that called...
Question my position for Confessions Thursday.
Yes, you've forgotten.
He only has a right to breathe. He doesn't have any right beyond that.
You know, you can hear the young man that just called now.
Yeah.
You know, from the voice of the young man, you can sense it that this guy is depressed.
Wait. You're saying two things. Wait, are you going back or are you coming forth?
Yeah. Joyce, try to get my point now. The man was trying to discourage you from this confession Thursday. You remember?
He wasn't trying to discourage me. He doesn't have the grit to. He's a man who has an ego. He would have it done any other way besides me. And that's not my problem. That's his.
Yeah, I'm only saying I hope he's listening to hear. You know, they wanted the contribution of two of the callers.
They always listen. Know? Those people listen. They have their egos challenged. They're going to come around. Don't bother about that.
They should leave Joyce alone at that.
Thank you very much.
Joyce, you're a unique woman. Bless your heart.
Thank you very much. Bless your heart. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the sunny side. How are you? Turn off your radio.
Hi, Joyce.
Hello. Turn off your radio. No, please.
I've done that. Yeah, I want to finish my confession. You know, my phone went off.
Oh, okay. Real quick, please go ahead.
Okay. So, when she removed the ring, like I said, I could not do anything.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy she took to the baba, yeah?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, I now ask her, what happened? Why is she doing that? You know, said she's doing that in order to get big men. To get big men to give her money. Because now she's got two kids to cater for a boy and a girl. You know, said there is a man that does that for her. And that she can also take me there and do something for me.
They'll wash your head. Good. Then she took you there.
To improve. So I said, okay, no problem. Because I like her very much and I trust her. And the funny thing is, her parents were actually pastors.
Actors? You know,
they have a church. Yes, they have a church.
Her parents are...
A church. Yes. Her father and mother. Father, pastor, mother, evangelist, and all that. So she said she would take me to that man. Is all this white garment stuff.
Okay.
She took me there. So we went there, and when we got there, they told me what to do and all that. And that my business will boom and all. I said, okay, no problem. So I'll come back. So when I told them I'm coming back, I now saw a friend of mine, a guy who is very close to me, and I told the guy that, CCCCCO, that my girlfriend took me to so man to do this because I trusted her. So that my friend now said, now mentioned my name that I should not go there.
Okay.
And I said, why? He said, I don't know that this girl is still in love with me. What happens if where she's taking me to is to do maybe a jazz that will make me forget my family?
Oh, okay.
You understand that? Okay. I should not trust women. So I now reason with what my friend said. So I didn't go back there.
Okay.
So on the day we were meant to go, I didn't go, I didn't call her. So I didn't call her, you know, for weeks and even months. That thing happened around February 24.
in 2011. Uh-huh. So I didn't call her. So my thing is, if she eventually calls me, I will say, oh, I'm sorry, I lost my phone, blah, 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 you know. Uh-huh. So it was in now September that year. And I said, let me even call this day to know what's up with her. You know, and I'll call that number. Lo and behold, a younger sister picked the call. And I said, I want to talk to so-and-so person. What's up with that? She now said, "Say I haven't." I said, "Add what?" "Yes, she's dead." I'm like, "Wait a minute, dead? How?" She said, "She just woke up from sleep one day, and blood was coming out from her mouth. She was vomiting blood." I said, "What?" And she tried to talk, but she could not talk. The only thing she said is, "God, don't let them cut it. They are cutting it. God, don't let them cut it. They are cutting it. Cut what?" And so the lady died. So now flash back to that man she took me to. Because one of the concussion the man said he's going to do for me, the man said, that concussion, I'm going to eat it on top of a matter. And that...
Sorry, you will eat it on top of matter.
That's what the man wanted to do for me. That I didn't.
You would eat... That's on feces, isn't it?
Yeah, like they're going to do a concussion for me. Jehovah. That concussion, they're going to use all denominations of Nigerian money to do it, to prepare it.
Yeah.
And that I will sit on top of a mortar.
Oh, mortar.
And I will eat the concussion.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
That's this thing they used to find young.
You know what? I do apologize. I have to quickly go off on a break. Thank you very much. I do apologize to my last caller. I had to go for a short break. You know how these things work. But thank you very much for calling back. And my hope is that you would call back. And by the way, that story had a thing to it. All right. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. It's 4 minutes before we touch down 1 p.m. And at exactly 1 p.m., we'll have to bring you the headlines. Between here and there, let's have our confessions continue. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You have to speak up for us. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I have confession. I'm calling from Sabo Yaba.
All right, thank you. You have three. No, you're not supposed to say your name, all right? You have 2 minutes. Can you work it?
My confession is about police.
Okay.
In our area, they are doing a little operation more than before that we... Before they are doing it, but now they are doing more illegal operations. No wear uniform, they are collecting. Me, I'm a rider, but what I have seen is too bad.
You're a rider, pardon me. When you say rider, like a tricycle rider, bicycle rider, bike rider?
Bicycle rider, exactly.
Oh.
They want to create confusion among us with the kidnapped riders.
Oh.
Because the Lagos test have the same restriction. We have the same restriction with KK riders. But they use KK NSF to round and collect our vehicles. Which is, I remember in 2014, this thing happened. A lot of people that they are not police, they use the same style and use the KK NSF, go out and collect our vehicle. When we get to police station, we may not see where the bike is. We may not know who is the person that collects it. But now those that we do it, we are familiar with them, we know their face, and some we even know their names. They are collecting our vehicle and parked somewhere outside of the police station, which not there are no any legal perspective that allows police to handle it. All suspected property outside of the police station. If you are suspecting someone, you have to take the vehicle at police station. But they got the corner and collected money, or they will search your pocket, or if you have a smart Android phone,
yeah.
If you don't have enough money, they will collect the Android phone, and the later they will give you notification, meet me, call me, when you gather the money, or if you require the money that collected your bike, so they will call you and give you your bike back without taking it to police station. When you take it to police station sometimes, they will take like 2 o'clock a.m. in the midnight, before you collect it. Because when it is in the morning, before morning, they will take it somewhere and say the bike was taken to Alausa, which is, we find that it's not true. So that's why we want to inform the...
Are you a bike rider? Like, are you a commercial bike rider?
Yeah, I'm commercial bus driver. This thing that I'm told you is happening to me in 2014.
Okay.
When I collected my bike and sold the bike, this thing, when I referred the issue at the post headquarters of Overland, that's where they found out the policeman was transferred from Agodasuru Lere to Adekunle Division. But he have never go and take them, he's working with them. He go one out first, that call.
Hello? Hello?
So they are doing illegal operations. So when my kids go to Overland Force Headquarters, that's why they found out that the man, 9 months, is no gold duty at all. But
wow.
He's collecting 10,000, 15,000 from me riders. But from that, wow. The man now already dismissed because the bike was sold. He sold the bike within 10 hours for the collecting bike from me. He collected the bike 6 p.m. and before morning, 8 a.m., there
he
was
sold
no
it.
Bike to him.
Okay, so what area is this again, please? You say the Yaba area?
Yaba, yes, exactly. Especially those ones that work at the Sabo Division. Because we know them. That's why I work almost 10 years. I know a lot of them. I know their face. So even now today, I'm not go out. But I saw two of them around. They use a commercial motorcycle vehicle.
Yeah.
Round.
I lost you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. We're off for a break to bring you the headlines. We'll be right back. Nigeria Info, Sunnyside. Welcome, it's Confessions Thursday, this very beautiful Thursday afternoon. I hope you're well and fine. When you call into the show this very hour, you do not say your name. All right. And once again, I would like for the gentleman who called earlier, who was about rounding up his story, to please call back. Yeah, 01465-7190. That's the line for women alone. So, you know, rumor, I don't know, it was a housewife tale that women take secrets to their graves. Well, you don't have to take the secret to your grave anymore. You can call Nigeria Info, you can share it. Plus, that's a benefit. You can be anonymous. 0700-993-993-993. How are you doing and welcome to radio?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I just wanted to contribute to the guy that called that he have a child in Akwa Ibom.
Sure, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to say that because from the story the guy told us, like, the lady just told him he has a child. How is he sure that the child is his? Because this has looked like one of those scams. I'm from Akwa Ibom, and we have some level of morality that's spread across families.
Okay.
If a lady has a man that he has been moving with, and they are taking the man to the family, it's at that point that the guy has obligations towards the child and the woman.
Yeah.
But here is the case that they met in Lagos, the lady got pregnant without the guy's knowledge, and now the mother is calling the guy, threatening fire and brimstone. I don't see any truth in that story.
Okay.
I think the first thing the guy should do is to
get a DNA test.
Get a DNA. If the child is, because this could be a scam. Maybe you're looking for someone to take care of the child. Maybe you pick up somewhere. Do you understand?
Yeah, that holds forth. Yeah, that actually holds water. Yeah, he needs to check it. But he actually believes that it's his child, given what he has done.
That is his emotional stuff. That is emotional.
That's not emotional. That's sensible.
I'm not judging him.
Yeah.
But he could be a one night stuff. But you need to ascertain that the child is his.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not emotional. That is sensibility. Right. If you do something wrong, there's a consequence for it.
But we
appreciate your contribution, though. So maybe.
All right. Thank you so much. Let him do the due diligence and try to find out if that child is owned first.
Yeah.
They won't kill him if he goes to Akwa Ibom.
But they have to bring the child to Lagos for that to happen now, you know?
Definitely. But if he wants to go and see the child, he go with him because we believe in traditional marriage. If you believe that the child is gonna have, because he can go with his family down to the village or town, wherever the lady is, and they're expecting that this child is mine.
Okay.
This and that. Okay,
we
give me your list. Yeah, you understand?
No, list. He said he doesn't want to be married to her.
No. I'm not talking about marriage. He's talking about the child.
Oh, okay.
I don't want nobody falling forward to marry in Akwa Ibom.
Okay.
Unless
you're
living with the lady and the lady eventually dies in your house and then you didn't do the proper thing, then you are required to marry the dead dead wife or whatever they call
legit,
it.
You're supposed to marry. You'll marry the dead. You have a ceremony, marry the dead body.
You do everything. You pay the dowry. You bought everything to the
dead. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay. Okay.
You're gonna get in touch with the lady and impregnate them, and then think they can get away. The lady dies in their house. You come to my place, you do the full marriage.
All right.
And you bury the lady at the same time.
All right.
So let him do due diligence, get the family people and go
all right.
And see the child and know what the child is or is or not. Just believe.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling.
All right.
Good Lord. Yo, I think I'm trying to understand everything that he has to deal with mentally and then, of course, emotionally, which also has financial implications. Then he has his wife, which honestly, I think he's stressing right now. I feel if I were your wife, I'll think you're stressing me. Like, what's all this? Like, what's this? I think I've done like 4 sign of the cross in the studio since the conversation started today. Welcome to the Sunny Side. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Sign of the cross.
Yeah, hello.
I'm with you. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Afternoon. I do.
Yeah.
This past few, I don't know. Let me not pass judgment to myself.
No.
But this past few days, okay, these past few days and weeks, okay. I don't know if I have been conceiving evil or wishing or desiring evil. But let me not call it evil. But what usually comes to my heart with the kind of things that are happening is that I desire a situation or wish a situation where the Sahara, that is like the location or venue, the Sahara Desert area, you have lots of dead bodies there, okay?
What do you want to do with the dead bodies?
Not me necessarily. Why I conceive that most times is like something that happened many years back in the Bible. I want that kind of thing to happen again because of people who are causing unrest generally. Who have failed to change, who have failed to...
Oh, you want to see a slaughter?
Yeah, like in a situation where there's confusion in the midst of the camp of the enemies. Like, there's a time in the Bible they call a time of Jehoshaphat when he saved some nations. And there was an ambushment within the nations and they slew themselves around a particular valley. You see this Boko Haram, Iswap, Al-Shabaab, all these terrorist organizations who have been tormenting people around this particular region.
Yeah.
Most times I just, not that I'm wishing evil, but I just desire that they come together, you know, and slaughter themselves around that Sahara area. So these past few days, I heard the situation where they're having little disagreements, Boko Haram and Iswap. I said whether it is coming to fruition, I don't know, but I really desire it.
Okay.
So what I'm confessing is that I don't usually wish people evil and all that, but sometimes you get to a point in time where you need to take the bull by the horn. If you don't anger yourself spiritually, or if you're not vexed spiritually, you might not act in a certain manner. So actually, as a human being, I don't wish people evil.
Yeah.
But as a true Nigerian, I desire...
You're tired of seeing things happen the way it happens.
I desire from the depth of my heart that this Boko Haram, Iswap, Al-Shabaab, killer headsmen, they gather themselves around the Sahara and slaughter themselves. That's what I wish. And if my and
this
it will
is
surely
not...
come to pass.
Uh-uh.
It will surely come to pass. I bet you. See, they say we will not rest. Africa will not rest. They will never see rest.
I don't even know what
they
to do with that.
See rest. I'm telling you, they will never see rest.
I really hope
it will surely be established. It will be established.
This is weird.
Because the way they are going about, even those who are financing them. I don't wish anybody evil, but I pray they wither. Those that are financing them will wither. Leprosy will be their portion. I'm sorry if you permit me.
Look, do you know right now you sound just pissed at the world?
No, yeah,
you sound so offended.
You know, it's like you wanting to take an action, but you do not want to take an action because you don't want to soil your hands. That is how I see it for many Nigerians or many Christians. They don't want to soil their hands.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to take this kind of action and then suffer the consequences later. But in our hearts, I know in unity, in uniformity, in our hearts, people are desiring this thing. I'm speaking it out today because I just
Have you been watching epic movies?
I've been watching, but I don't really. What I see for me, epic movie or no epic movie, but when I see things, history repeating itself,
it's like
I see it will still.
You want a Pompeii. You want Pompeii to happen. You want a Colosseum.
It will come to pass.
All right.
They say you will not rest. They say you should dust your passport, and you have not dusted it. So let them find their way there.
Thank you very much for calling. Another sign. 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcome. If you have just tuned in, my name is Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you have a confession?
Yep.
All right, let's hear it.
This will be an advice for parents as well.
Okay.
To watch out for so many things. I remember when I was growing up, the firstborn of our parents, you know, we always put me on our chest.
Huh? The firstborn of who? Sorry.
As in our firstborn.
That's your own blood brother?
No, sister.
Your own blood sister?
Yes.
Okay.
Whenever she's in the bedroom and she's sleeping, I discovered that she always gets my attention to come in to meet her. And put me on her chest. She's been doing that for quite a while. But at the point, at the age of eight, nine, I just didn't see that this is quite wrong.
Okay.
You know, whenever she's doing that, she always say that she buy something for me to do this and stuff like that. She's always doing it anytime she feels as a baby.
She's always doing it when?
Anytime she feels guilty.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it's so at the point, I didn't see that. You know, that thing was just welling up in me. That this is wrong at that age.
How old was she?
She's above 20.
Then, and you were 9?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, and I'm not always comfortable. Anytime I want to tell my mom, you know, something just happened and she's sleeping. But at the point, and someone called it that. Anytime she does that again,
yeah,
that I will report to my mom. And since then she's caught.
Okay.
Now, secondly, a step sister to my mom also had a daughter. She also came to live with us then.
Uh-huh.
She also does that with me.
Oh, you've been through so much.
You know, that never frustrated me, dude, but I just know that this is a thing.
Okay. Your mom's stepsister?
No, yes. No, I'm talking about the daughter of my mom's stepsister.
Okay, daughter of your mom's stepsister. Okay.
Exactly. It's always well up to me that this is on the thing.
Yeah.
And I confronted her. I said, anytime she does that again, that I will report to my mom. Because my mother was a reverend.
Okay.
So, eventually, it happens like that, and that's when the time I've summoned that courage.
Uh-huh.
You know, those things have always died down. And what I'm trying to say, in a nutshell here, is parents seem to have time for others, as in other children, than theirs.
Okay.
And that is quite bad.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking after other people's children and not as in checking yourself. It's like you want to remove a mole.
Okay.
Or a baby someone high, and you have not removed the mole to your own high.
Okay. You know, so parents, check your children, pay attention.
Exactly. And another thing I want to say in conclusion is that as far as I remember you were talking to a particular guy, you know, you were surprised that the guy was saying he doesn't have feeling for the lady and he had to live with her. But Joy, you shouldn't be surprised.
I guess.
But, you know, we have love at first sight. That is infatuation.
That's not infatuation. He didn't even admit that he was infatuated.
Okay. Accepted. But let me say this to you, Joy. I wouldn't know if you have seen any case or had any case of such that whenever such thing happened, after living with her, when you see her the second day, you detest her.
Well, that wasn't his story. His story was the next time he saw her, he wanted to have some.
You know, it happens like that. That is because that thing has not got over him. Because it's like someone right? that is doomed for destruction, you know?
Okay.
And they always come like that until the end of it. And let me not say this in confession, please, Joyce.
Yeah.
That as of today,
yeah,
that our elder sister is an epitome of witchcraft.
She's an epitome of witchcraft.
Yep.
That's your blood sister right there.
Telling you the reality.
You don't like her because of what she did to you, or she's practically evolved into witchcraft.
That. I'm a steward. It's not even that. But what? I'm telling you is what I know of.
Yeah, so does she practice witchcraft? Like, is she proper witch?
By the way.
With candles and incense?
By the way, is it written on the forehead?
Are you accusing her because you don't like her?
I'm not accusing her.
You know, so is she really a witch?
Let me tell you, Joyce.
No, this show.
If you look at the case of what happened between Israel and Jacob, you understand? It is sort of what is happening in Nigeria today.
Yes, I get it, but I want to understand why you say she's a witch. Is this you just bad-mouthing her for whatever disagreements you two have? Or is she an actual witch, like she's a practicing witch with the stars and...
She's not practicing that.
Oh, she's not practicing witchcraft. She's possessed of a demon.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
And a whole lot everywhere.
Good grief.
That's just reality. I'm not sure what I know what I'm saying.
I'm not arguing with what you're saying. I'm even trying to understand it.
So that's it. So
okay, thank you. Thank you. Yep. Thank you very much for calling.
Yep, and you too.
If I could, I would like to document your lives. If I could. I don't think I can document everything, just enough so that you can watch it when you're older. And maybe your kids can have the privilege to also see your curves, and maybe they can learn from it, because this is something. Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce. Don't say your name. Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah. What happened, what am I just explained? Uh-huh. Before, that rebel said, thou shalt not cast fair, and then thou shalt not make thy daughter to go through fire as a spirit of hilotism. And the women cast fair against who they like to have sex with.
What in God's name did you just say? Like, who are you referring to? Wait, so that kind of confuses me now because I don't know who that was for. We'll just move on. Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I'm excited to be on this because I've been looking for a way to confess.
Oh, I'm glad you're here.
All right.
Go ahead.
I don't know what's wrong with the Nigerian bank, so I want to confess today. I started using Sky Bank since 2016. I've never had a lot of issues like I did with Polaris Bank. It's now called Polaris Bank. I get charged every time, and I don't know why I get charged. I've called Polaris Bank on several occasions to report these issues. To them, and to ask them to always give me an alert for every debit.
Yeah.
But they refuse.
Why would they refuse?
I don't know.
They can't
even
refuse.
Now, as I speak to you, I got debited over the night, and I don't know what the transaction was.
So that means you got an alert for the debit?
No alert.
So how
money
do you know you were...
my account. Money will just leave my account.
Oh, so you checked your account balance and then realized money had gone out?
Yes. And I will call the customer care. They will tell me, they will check it. They say, okay, it's for the SMS transaction of so. And
yeah.
I told them, if you are taking money from my account, I should get an alert.
Yeah, they should. They should. I mean,
I have never.
Yeah, so
anytime,
can you go back there and ask to see the manager and then tell him?
I call the customer care.
No. Go and see the manager. Can you go,
I've
please?
I've done that. What they do is they just print out my account statement to you and they tell me they rectify it. The same thing keep happening every time. So I want to put it on radio. Let's know if they are stealing from me or they don't deserve what they get.
Well, so thank you very much for calling. I think you should please go back and see the manager. He should explain why you're not getting a message, particularly since you've asked that you get a message for every debit. And then if that doesn't change, then you can make a decision where your money would be. But that's the thing. I would need for you to please go back there and speak with the manager. I'm not sure why that's... it doesn't sound like too much of a problem. Yeah? Okay. Thank you for calling. Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome. What's your name? No, sorry, don't say your name.
I'm not going to say my name.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Joyce, I want to react on what, this is your last caller now.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest and sincere, bank is robbing us.
Uh-oh.
As if it's robbing the Nigerians. To be honest with you, Joyce. Bank, I want you, Joyce. Let's look into this bank of a thing.
You want me to look into your bank issue?
No, Joyce. This thing is a general issue. It affects everybody.
Yeah. So you should go to your bank and make a complaint or write to the CBN.
My word. Joyce.
I'm listening.
Until we stand up.
All right.
We're not going to do anything.
I like that footnote.
And secondly, Joyce, hello.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I expected you to add your voice to one of the callers that complained about police coming back again with their brutality, way of oppression.
Ha!
You know,
all the things you want me to do, all the things you believe I'm supposed to do for you.
Yes, I trust you, you are capable.
The Lord is your shepherd. Now, you want to hold on to that.
To be honest.
Don't worry.
That guy, we like your
footnote. Look, to be this is why we have radio. You call the radio, you make your complaints, yeah? And I have the update if you remember that.
Yes.
But also more importantly, now that we know, we can do something about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
My mother. Turn off your radio. Hello. Welcome. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Do you have a confession, honey?
Yeah, that's really a confession. I'm not really a confession.
How bad is it? Very bad?
It's not bad. I know that it's not even great, it's bad.
Okay, go ahead.
It's just like a question.
Go ahead. I was laughing.
Okay, I'm a type that I have a very, very high dream of hope.
You have high hope?
Yes.
Oh, hopes. Okay.
Of my dreams in life.
Nice.
And I'm still having a doubt again. And I want to ask you, I'm sorry, do you think dreams, in this part of the world you are, do you think dreams can be fulfilled?
When you say dreams, can you separate it? Because when you use the word dreams to me, I'm thinking two things. Your ambition, your desire, or your revelation.
Ambition.
Or your ambition, Well, so there are factors that could impede dreams, and then there is the possibility that if you desire it, you can achieve it. So the question is that, are you willing to go against the factors in between?
I'm not willing to go.
Are you willing to face what could be said to be obstacles in your way? So if you believe a thing, that's very great.
I'm willing to face, but there's a part of me that is also telling me that it is that the dream I'm facing is not my core.
Sorry, bring it back. What did you say?
Okay. A part of me is asking this question that even that the dream I'm chasing is not mine.
It's not yours. Guess what we're talking about today on Loads of Logic?
It's not even a waste of time.
Guess what we're talking about today on Loads of Logic? Ambition or calling? So first of all, you have answered your own question. That is a waste of time.
Okay. I'm trying. Okay, I've spoke to God about it, about my ambition.
Who did you speak to?
I'm not getting any response. That's the point. I'm confused on that. Should I just purchase my desires?
You want to purchase your desires? Honey, where? eBay? What do you mean purchase your desires?
Like my dreams. I mean,
you want to buy it? You're sounding funny.
No, okay. Not purchase. Like, I should follow it. Like, I should.
Oh, pursue it. Oh, absolutely. Maybe, you should.
Yes, maybe through that. Maybe God did not lead me that. Because, you know, you can't waste time again. And time is not on anybody's side.
Well, yeah, time's for nobody. Well, but what is your passion? Do you have something you love?
Yes, I have something I love.
What is it?
Yes, I have something I love very, very much. And it's your work.
You like my work?
Yes.
You want to be a broadcaster? No, I'm serious. Would you like to be on radio?
I like to be on radio, but you know, it's not that. It's not what you wish for. That's always the yours.
Okay, no. So don't confuse your vision. If you love something, love it in isolation of the beauty that it holds. Love it that it stands alone and independent of your doubt. Forget the doubts first. Do you love it? You love it. How good? How much do you?
Because I'm sorry, I've actually started sitting in church. Like, they're putting me in a position. I don't even know. They just put me there. I should start sitting, and I start to teach adults in fellowship. I don't know. Is it that God is really, like, leading me to that direction?
Do you like teaching?
Yes, I like teaching. Yes.
Okay, so that's something you can try. Look, so there,
yes,
humans
I'll
have.
Try to teach. I've actually tried teaching. Yes, I tried this month. I tried to teach to learn this month.
Okay.
And I see that, yes, it is good. Like, and someone also told me that I think that I have a teaching passion. Well, I'm not confused. Is it teaching?
Or yeah, but it's okay. You can actually be in pursuit of more than one passion. Given time, yeah, if you like teaching, you try it. If you like radio, try it. If you like sewing, try it. If you like cooking, try it. And as you advance towards the things that you're... What?
Okay, but I should not think about, like, maybe if it's not outcome to all those. I should not think about all those. I should just pursue it.
What is not within your grasp is what would happen the next hour. You can't bother about that.
Okay, I should not bother about that.
No, you shouldn't.
Thank you very, very much.